Hello, and welcome to the Maya Glitters Show. My name is Maya Glitters, and I'm a kidpreneur, presenter, fashion blogger, kid fashionista, content creator, and now podcast host. I run my own business called Maya Star, which is a fashion blog for children that want to stay stylish and on trend. Don't forget to share this podcast with all your family and friends. Stay tuned! Squad, it's Maya, and today I'm going to be doing a live interview with Rihanna Parara, who is a dancer, model, kid reporter, and presenter.
Hey!
Hi, Rihanna! How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's get into the interview questions.
Right.
Okay, why did you start modelling?
I started when I was about 8 because, my mum wanted me to do it for ages. But I was never too keen on the idea, I guess. And she was like, well, you know, you might be able to meet, like, celebrities. You might be able to meet Hannah Montana and all that stuff. So I was like, okay. I was sold very quickly to the idea of it.
How did you get into modelling? So, I mean, it was your choice, but why did you choose to?
Yeah. Well, 8-year-old me, I just wanted to meet famous people, like, in the beginning. But then as I started and started getting more jobs, I realised how much I loved it. And it was just, it was just a way to express myself for me. And I absolutely love it so much.
What interesting places has your modelling career taken you to?
I was in Warsaw in Poland for 2 days, I'm going to go for, last year as well, for a fashion show. And I was in Serbia, I can't remember whereabouts, but I was in Serbia for, I think, 5 days-ish when I was 9, one of my first ever shoots.
Yeah.
So I've been around, it's very fun.
Okay, next question. What are your favourite things about being a model?
One of my favourite things is definitely meeting new people. Like, most of my best friends are through the modelling world, and I think it's so fun. And I've also learned a lot about, you know, like, just life skills in general. People skills, I think, will really come in handy when I'm older.
What's your least favourite thing about being a model, if any?
I think this one kind of comes with its pros and cons. Probably taking time off school. Just because, I mean, I love taking time off school. I love it. But sometimes I feel like I miss out on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'll come back to school the next day and everyone's like, oh, yeah, so we had this go on and then this went on and then this happened and this happened. It's like, wow. But I think that's probably only it. I love all the other aspects.
I saw your YouTube video about tips and tricks for people who want to become models. And you said that having an agency really helps. So how do you find, like, a good modelling agency?
I would definitely say do your research. So if you follow any models on Instagram who are, like, around your age, kind of doing stuff you want to do, definitely reach out to them. Most of them are literally the loveliest people ever and will reply and try and help you in any way that they can.
Yeah.
Definitely actually check, like, the models that the agency are with. So if you go onto agency's Instagram, every agency has Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you go onto the agency's Instagram and if you can't see that they're tagging the models or stuff like that, then you know it's kind of a bit fishy. And you can always just ask people. You can do, like, reviews online and stuff. But I definitely think checking their models' Instagrams to make sure it's all real.
So do you follow any models or do you have any kind of role models?
Yes. So Taylor Swift, obviously. Stephanie Beatriz, who is an actress, actually, but I love her work. What's is there? Obviously, you got your Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid, who are my absolute faves. Yeah.
You've had some success as a footballer. How do you combine your athletic hobbies and your modelling hobbies?
Well, actually, my work with Nike last year was based around football. So it was a campaign for the Women's World Cup.
What other things did you do?
So I've done a lot of work with football, which I think is so cool that companies are putting girls at the face of football campaigns and sports campaigns. So one of my first ever, I think it was probably actually my first ever global campaign was for Adidas. and we were all doing sports, and I was playing football and stuff. And I think that was the first time I was like, okay, actually, you know what? I can put both of them together.
What do you miss now we are in lockdown? Like,
yeah, definitely dance.
What are your goals for dancing?
I would definitely love to start doing modelling and dancing, like, and doing like award shows and touring would be so amazing.
Paris, yeah. Or New York?
New York.
Why?
I've been to Paris a lot, so I'd love to go to New York and see it. Yeah.
Starbucks or Costa?
Starbucks, 100%. I'm a Starbucks girl for life. I have a Starbucks cup right here.
Okay. Dresses or skirts?
Oh my gosh. Dresses. I love dresses.
Gold or silver?
Oh, silver goes with more things.
Yeah.
So silver.
Sweet or savoury?
Sweet. Definitely sweet.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs. I am not a cat person at all.
TikTok or Snapchat?
TikTok, 100%. I can't stand Snapchat. I find it really
annoying.
What's
your favourite dance?
Oh, I feel like the Renegade is just a classic.
Pom-pom yeah. Hairbands or pom-pom yeah. Keyrings?
Oh. I love hairbands, so I go for hairbands.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. It was really
fun. Of course.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.